Senior Story, Love is Kind. Chapter 7, Caught in the Act. Metti had finished emptying the dirty water after doing the dishes. The vegetables she had sneaked on the way out the back door were tossed under the steps as usual. She walked back into the kitchen, proud of her thievery. No one noticed, or so she thought.
Mama Eddie, whispered Felicity. May I speak with you for a minute?
They walked to Addie's room.
I set the milk crate out for tomorrow's delivery, as you asked. When I turned around, I saw Metti toss the water out. But then I saw her throw something into the tub. After she went back inside, I crept along the house and reached under the steps. And look!
She handed two carrots to Addie.
There's more. I only grabbed these.
Addie's mouth dropped open. She could not speak. The grief she felt at that moment was paralyzing. She had been completely fooled.
Thank you, Felicity, she said through tears. Please don't say a word to anyone about this. I must think and pray for God's help. I don't know what to do.
Girls, said Mama Addie, as they were all seated in the study the next afternoon, Metti is at the nurse's today for her 3-month physical exam, and I am taking this opportunity to ask you for your help. After disclosing to them the sad news of Metti's thievery, she felt she needed to allow them some time to share their feelings. Many of them were noticeably thinner after 6 weeks of reduced food rations, and they had all endured various forms of abuse from Metti.
It's not fair that she treats us so badly and then gets more to eat. She should be made to do lots of extra work. I think she should be kicked out, blurted a younger child.
Many nodded in agreement. Then Felicity asked the question Mama Addie was hoping someone would ask.
How can you keep being so kind to her when she doesn't deserve it? She has been so very awful to all of us, including you.
As you know, replied Mama Addie, all of you have a sad story in your past. What you don't know is that I, too, have one. And I think it's time for me to tell it.